This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, hundreds of thousands of people are on their way to Detroit for the Super Bowl, and they will leave behind there tons of trash. The environmental impact of the big game just ahead.
But first, the biggest game in Hollywood has just begun, predicting who will win the Academy Awards. The Oscar nominations were announced this morning, and a little cowboy movie swept nearly every major category.
Michelle Williams in Brokeback Mountain.
Jake Gyllenhaal in Brokeback Mountain.
We have Ang Lee, Brokeback Mountain.
Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain.
Larry McMurtry and Diana Ossana for Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain, Diana Ossana and James Shamus, producers.
That's actress Mira Sorvino, who, along with Sid Gannis, president of the Motion Picture Academy, announced the nominees. The film Brokeback Mountain received 8 nominations, and Jack of All Trades' George Clooney is nominated in 3 separate categories: as supporting actor for Syriana, as director for Good Night and Good Luck, and as co-writer for that film as well. And here to discuss the nominations is Claude Brodesser. He's a former reporter for Variety, now the host of the weekly public radio program, The Business, and welcome to our public radio program, Day to Day.
Hi, Madeline.
So, Claude, what immediately struck you about these nominations?
Well, I think it's the rise of the dependies. There was a time where studios lived for this sort of day. People got up early, they had their Danish, and they crowed madly that they had received Oscar nominations. And the fact is that you, NPR listener, are to blame for the change that we see here, namely that specialized film, these sort of smaller studio-owned operations like Focus Features and Fox Searchlight and so on, these are all companies now that are sort of responsible for doing the serious thinking, because audiences that take these sort of films seriously, that love cinema, need to be dynamited out of their homes to go to the movies. So the result of that is that these very well-heeled people who've used their homes as cash machines have outfitted home theaters, and they don't go to the movies. The result is that these sort of serious movies need to be made for a price, and we see that in the nominations today, that really, of the 5 Best Picture nominees, there's only one studio film there, which is, of course, the DreamWorks revenge, blood-soaked fun fest that is. The name escapes me now. Oh, Munich. Thank you.
Munich. But Munich is still a serious movie.
Oh, they're all serious movies. They're all just very small budget movies. For instance, Crash is an independent, truly an independent, from Lionsgate. Brokeback Mountain, of course, which comes to us from Focus Features. These are all films that are made for a price and for a very specific, specialized audience.
But you say to blame. Isn't this a good thing? These are supposedly the best films.
This is not an observation about aesthetics or quality. These are all excellent movies, and I'm not even a critic, so I would never even deign to offer criticism about the nature of the filmmaking. But what we do know is that they are made for less. And it certainly is the case that studios do not put a financial premium on the making of an Oscar movie anymore.
Okay, let's go to the big winner in these nominations, Brokeback Mountain.
Sure.
Here is a movie that has swept almost every major category except for nomination, of course, for Best Actress. Here's a little clip.
What if you and me had a little ranch somewhere, a little cow and calf operation? Be sweet life.
I told you it ain't going to be that way.
Now, Claude Brodesser, this film obviously beloved in the Academy, but what about in the greater world, shall we say? How has it been received?
You mean the red states?
I mean everywhere else.
Well, it was an interesting campaign for this movie in terms of a marketing campaign early on. It looked sort of like any other movie. It was very mainstream. There was, you know, pictures of wives, and you would get the impression this was about, you know, life on the range, and instead of the sort of fraught social topic that it is. So, you know, that's yielded dividends. But I think, you know, a good movie is a good movie is a good movie, and I think people are responding to that.
All right. As you look over this list, any glaring omissions?
Well, I don't know about glaring. I think if you're not on the list, everybody would say, it's a glaring omission. I'm not there. But I think a lot of people were surprised that Walk the Line, which was a fairly well-received studio film, certainly fantastic performances from Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, that James Mangold wasn't in some way nominated either for directing or writing. He worked for years on this script. I think it turned out pretty spectacularly. He got great performances out of his actors, and, you know, he's nowhere to be seen. But by and large, you know, sort of the usual suspects in some ways. It's just sort of what's unusual is the omission of studio film from the list of suspects.
Claude Brodesser is host of The Business. It's a weekly public radio program about the inside workings of Hollywood. And Claude Brodesser, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Madeline.